From the studios of NPR West, I'm Tony Cox. That's Run DMC's Christmas in Hollis. It's hip-hop and a catchy example of what Christmas music has become in more recent years. But some of the older, old-school Christmas songs still have legs. I'm talking about songs by Charles Brown, John Lee Hooker, and Bobby Womack, for example. The types of tunes that can still get kids young and old to popping their fingers and tapping their feet and singing right along. And what's more, some of the DJs still love to play them.
Hi, I'm Bill Gardner, bringing you a classic from 1948. Here's Mabel Scott and Dig That Crazy Santa Claus.
Oh, well, a looker here, Jack is jumping down the track. He's got a rhythm in his feet, but a nothing in his sack. He's a boogie-woogie Santa Claus. The boogie-woogie Santa Claus. The boogie-woogie Santa comes to town every Christmas day.
We're back here at the Cosmic Barrier. This is Derek Rath. Here is Louis Armstrong, Mr. Sunny Disposition himself, from 1953 and Cool Yule.
You come a-calling when the snow's the most, when all your cats are sleeping warm as toast, and you gonna flip when old Saint Nick lays a lick on a peppermint stick.
Both Derek Rath and Bill Gardner are DJs at public radio station KPFK here in Los Angeles, and they join me now in studio to talk about a few of the oldies that will live forever. Guys, it's nice to have some pros in the office with me.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. You know, everybody does Christmas music, black artists, everybody, and yet some you wouldn't suspect necessarily, right, Bill?
That's right. There's been so many great black artists through the ages who have recorded Christmas music, like Otis Redding, Charles Brown, Louis Jordan.
Yes, and there have been some others, too, that are also well-known now that weren't when they were making these records. I'm thinking of John Lee Hooker, who was recording Christmas music in 1953 before anybody knew who he was.
You wouldn't think of John Lee Hooker in Christmas music, would you?
No, you wouldn't, but he did do it.
You think of Christmas music as the songs you pull out once a year, you know, for a couple of weeks around the holidays, and then you put them back in wherever you have them, and you don't look at them for another year. But what is it that draws people to, you know, to make this music?
Because in the beginning, they would make quite a little bit of money because every year it would sell.
The irony of that, of course, is that, yes, some of these records have been around for a very long time, and every year they come and sell. Doesn't mean to say the artist who recorded them is getting any money out of it because they didn't necessarily have any royalty agreements.
Well, let's talk about, you know, when you think of standards, you think of Bing Crosby, then there's the, you know, the Gene Autry Christmas songs, and then there's Nat King Cole. Are there Christmas songs by black artists, apart from Nat King Cole, that have withstood the test of time? Bill?
The most famous Christmas song probably is Charles Brown.
I love that song.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Baby.
Baby.
Think of this. You'll go home back to your parents' home and you'll be playing your regular Christmas music. All of a sudden, Grandpa or somebody will bring out, I want Charles Brown. Please come home for Christmas. Merry Christmas, Baby.
Merry Christmas, Baby. Should you treat me nice?
And you're going to have to listen to that album because it's been passed on from generation to generation.
I would agree with that. I think it's one of those records that stands on its own, regardless of being Christmas.
Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise.
On your shows over the years, when Christmas time comes, do you find yourself playing Christmas music because you feel like I've got to do it because the fans want it, or do you not play Christmas music at Christmas time?
I actually don't play too much Christmas music, mainly because there is so much Christmas music out there, and not all of it is good, with the exceptions that we are talking about, and many others. I tend not to play too much Christmas music, but there is some that I do play, and Merry Christmas Baby is one of them. Eartha Kitt is another one.
Santa Baby?
Santa Baby.
Oh, yeah. We gotta play that.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue.
I've tried not to play Christmas music because I've been on the air over 15 years, but my people want to hear it, and they want to hear the old music. They want to hear Charles Brown. They want to hear Mabel Scott and Louis Jordan and the Drifters. Otis Redding made some wonderful soul-type Christmas carols, and they want to hear them. It's that time of the year.
You know, I want to ask you both, do you know whether or not any of the new Christmas music or relatively new Christmas music is original, or have all the Christmas songs been written already and it's just a matter of somebody covering it?
I think somebody's going to have a hard job coming up with a new, wonderful, great, all-time classic Christmas song, because as you say, a lot of them have been written, and some of the ones that are written by the artists or specially for them don't necessarily pass the test of time.
Will you agree with that?
I agree. It's Christmas is traditional, and people want to hear the traditional music. Even the artists who make the music today, basically, they go back to all the old classics.
The original songs.
Yes.
Now, let's talk about James Brown, the godfather of soul.
He's done some Christmas songs, and I've actually pulled one out here. It's Christmas Time.
It's Christmas time. This Christmas time. And you, so far from me.
James, of course, unlike Louis, was very much more on the black scene at the time. And I think it's fitting that this particular song kind of reflects on the people who don't have anything. In this particular case, it's the not so much the broke, but the brokenhearted, you know. And I think it's one of the tenets of any religion to think of those less fortunate. And James Brown certainly does in this song.
And the joy that I should feel just escapes me now. Run right on away, only because, darling, you're not here.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know.
Where the tree. We all know that White Christmas is the number one selling Christmas song of all time by Bing Crosby, right? So when you look at black artists, who has the top Christmas song of all time?
As far as I'm concerned, it's Clyde McFadden and his version of White Christmas with the Drifters, and it made the charts like for 5 straight years.
Christmases be white.
Jingle all the way.
Ooh. Charles Brown's is there every year, and everybody plays it, so I think somebody must be buying it.
I agree with Derek. Charles Brown is more popular today. I mean, you play that every single Christmas, and the Clyde McFadden version of White Christmas is slowly, with the Drifters, slowly drifting down, but it's still a great record.
Absolutely.
A timeless record.
But there's nobody like Mr. Charles Brown. Merry Christmas, baby.
I agree.
Guys, thanks for coming in. Happy holidays to both of you.
My pleasure, and happy holidays to you, too.
Happy holidays to you.
Then they came down the chimney about a 3:30.
Bill Gardner is host of Rhapsody in Black, and Derek Rath is host of Cosmic Barrio. Both can be heard on Pacifica station KPFK in Los Angeles.
You should've been good to me. I haven't had a drink this morning. I'm holding up like a Christmas tree.